Hey everybody. Wow, I'm so sorry. It's been quite a while since I last uploaded an episode to this podcast, but for good reason. I went traveling overseas for a few months and I got to see some beautiful places and I met so many lovely people. But anyway, I was very fortunate to be able to meet up with some people that I knew from Instagram, and I got to do interviews with them. So this episode was recorded at Costume College in LA when I was there in July. And this is with Lauren and Rachel, who are also known as the Homemade Pinup and Seemingly Vintage. And I must say, they are two extremely lovely ladies who are so kind and they were so welcoming to me, and I had a fantastic chat with them. I must say, all my travel interviews that I did were recorded on my iPad, so I do apologize in advance if the sound quality isn't 100%, but I hope you enjoy, and let me know what you think. Costume College, having fun?
Yes.
That's good. So, sitting here with Lauren from the Homemade Pinup and Rachel from Seemingly Vintage. And yeah, thank you for joining me in my hotel room.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, Lauren, how did you get into the pinup clothing and the vintage look? And also you, Rachel, because you're dressed very lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. I think for me, it was because I was raised on old movies from the 40s and the 50s. And so that was the aesthetic that I was very familiar with growing up. And I made a pact, and I even told all my teachers about it very early in high school, I was going to stop wearing pants or trousers. And I've pretty much stuck to that since. So that I think that was when I really started jumping into vintage, because it is so dress skirt focused, and then I could really explore that after.
Nice.
Yeah, when I first met her, I didn't understand how she got through winter at all. I was like, how are you warm? And I got into vintage later than Lauren did. And I think it was mostly because I started looking at clothes in stores and thinking, gosh, I really don't like that. And it doesn't look good on my body. So I realized that the kind of 1950s, 1940s silhouettes were much better on me and were much more comfortable. And so I started heading that direction.
Yeah, no, they are very flattering on everyone. Lovely. And what's your favorite era to wear and to make?
Oh, man. I tend to make a lot. I love 40s, and I think that was my first focus. But I actually have a lot of 50s. I think I feel very comfortable making the 50s. So that's probably the sewing, because, you know, once you make one silhouette, you're so familiar with it. And 40s, I would say to wear, I really love that, but I'm getting a lot into the 30s lately, which is very new for me. I only have this one outfit I'm actually wearing now, but that's a lot of fun to explore making that.
Yeah, go for it.
I love making the 50s because it's easy, and it's like that easy project that you kind of just do, and it goes well, but as for favorite eras for clothing, it's really hard because I like so many, and it really always depends on my mood. And right now I'm like kind of looking at 1890s, 1900s because of what I saw at the gala here at Costume College, because a lot of people pulled out all the stops on some absolutely beautiful dresses this year.
I know, the first time at Costume College, and it's like inspiration,
yes,
everywhere.
It's
coming overload at you.
It's,
yeah,
so overwhelming. I was up until like 3 a.m. just thinking about everyone's costumes and what I should make, and it's just incredibly inspiring.
Yeah. And do you have any style icons, both past and present?
I don't really. When I was young, of course, I loved Audrey Hepburn. Who doesn't? But I take my inspiration from a lot of places, mainly original for historical stuff, the fashion plates. But I like looking at magazines for vintage eras, because that was more what the regular woman would have been wearing rather than the movie star. So I like to look at the magazines and that kind of thing. And for hair, I'll go towards, like, Ginger Rogers for 30s. Mm. She had so many great hairstyles.
I love Ginger Rogers.
Oh, she's fabulous. She's
just glamorous.
Yes.
And a ginger.
Of course. What about you?
For me, the historical stuff, I really do like recreating a good fashion plate. It's a lot of fun. And I don't have to think too terribly hard on the design. I kind of just like go, oh, I like that. I'll just copy it. For vintage, I think one of my first style icons was probably Dita Von Teese and seeing what she
classic.
Did with it. Yeah, she really does it well and she really has a great collection.
And hers are modern influence as well.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not pigeonholed into only vintage. If
I'm a little
her.
Bit on the modern side, especially with accessories, but for dresses, I do like straight up vintage. And then for my vintage stuff that I do, I really like taking vintage original patterns and making those. I get a lot of inspiration from those and I think they're really cute. So I just go with that.
The pattern art is always good. Yeah.
I was going to say the illustrations.
Yes.
I love putting like conversations between the two ladies in my mind. Then, sometimes they can look really bitchy at each other and it's like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. I'm going to look at all of this in a new way
yeah.
now.
The patterns are throwing shade.
Yes.
It's totally there. And how and when did you learn to sew? The big question.
I was 13 and I'm entirely self-taught. So I pretty much use the internet. Without the internet, I don't know how I could have done it because no one in my family sews.
That's same with me. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm self-taught. Yep.
So since I was 13, I went to a Renaissance fair. I loved the outfits. So I made myself one for the next year because what historical costumer doesn't start with Ren Fair?
I need
at
to
least,
see pictures of that.
Yes.
I haven't seen pictures.
It wasn't so great. But then from
you
there
start
on.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who we all do.
I've been exposed to sewing from a very young age. My mom used to do a lot of sewing. My grandma on my dad's side sews, and she's probably the one that taught me the most about sewing. But my family was doing SCA since before I was born, and that's the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Oh, yeah. No, I know the one.
Yeah. I encourage anybody that doesn't know what it is to, like, look it up really quick, and you'll find out. It's really awesome. Mm-hmm. But I started doing that, and I probably had, like, some jumps and starts for learning how to sew. Like, my grandma on my mom's side, who hates sewing, taught me how to sew a skirt, and, yeah, so that was fun. And then when I moved out of California to Oregon when I was about 13, I started volunteering at a historic site up there, and I started learning how to sew through their youth program. And so I was sewing with ladies who really knew what they were doing, and it was very awesome.
You know, it's great having that mentorship
yes.
from older women.
Yeah.
You know so much.
They
really
impressive.
Do.
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh, well, I was going to ask, do you use vintage sewing patterns or any contemporary patterns, or do you draft your own?
I do all three. It really depends on the project, because sometimes I prefer vintage patterns, and we both collect them. She has even more than I do.
Oh.
at least we can share. But sometimes they come out with a modern one, or they re-release an old pattern, the big four companies. And then when I can't find something, I'll try and whip it out myself, which sometimes it's successful and sometimes not. So I'll do, depending on the project, either one.
Yeah. So Rachel, how long have you been collecting patterns for?
It's actually a really recent thing. I just tend to buy them when I see them, and Pinterest is very bad for me.
Yeah.
It's
because
really
if
bad.
I see a pattern I want, I will hunt that sucker down. I will hunt it down and I will find it and it will be mine.
And then Lauren can borrow it.
Yes,
exactly.
We do exchange patterns.
That's perfect.
Yes. So our collection is twice as big.
Exactly. See,
sharing
so
is caring.
It really is.
Do you have a favorite sewing technique?
I love finishing seams. So that's something that I'm really specific about. I just started pinking seams, and I can kind of deal with that, but I really like a nicely finished French seam. It's just so beautiful on the inside and the outside. So that's a technique I use a lot.
That's an interesting response. I like that.
Yeah.
Finishing seams.
Yeah.
Do you ever use overlocker?
I don't. I've used it a handful of times.
Or do you guys call it surges?
Surgers.
Surgers,
yeah.
I mean, same thing.
It's the same thing. We got the point.
Okay, you.
But I've done that, not an official serger, but I've overlocked the edge with a zigzag. And that's okay, but it just doesn't have the same clean look to me.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very modern. And so...
And it's your fault that I'm obsessed with it now.
Yes.
And I get really OCD about it because she started it. And now I'm like, well, the insides look horrible if I don't finish these seams. And sometimes it's hard because on a curved seam, it's like not a good idea to be stitching that down.
Yeah. So what's your favorite technique?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I really like hand sewing gathers because it ends up looking really nice. And for some reason, like, I just never formed the ability to do it by machine. And I typically have a really hard time getting gathers to go through the machine.
So do you mean once you've actually gathered up the fabric?
I sometimes will just straight up hand sew it onto whatever it's going on because I'm that crazy.
Wow, so you'll gather it by hand and sew. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I guess she is a little...
She is.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
Each to their own.
I don't have the patience.
Yeah, no, it must have a beautiful, like, beautiful effect at the
end.
It
does. It doesn't get smashed in the machine that way. Mm. I have a really hard time with that. Although I have discovered that my treadle sewing machine...
You have a treadle sewing machine.
I do. I have a treadle. And
do you sew a lot on it?
I've only ever done a few projects on it because it's not fast and I don't have the best control on it because it is a different method and it likes to do its own thing and I'm missing a part that would stop it from going backwards and if it goes backwards, the thread breaks.
Yep.
So.
But you sewed an original 1883 pattern
on your
treadle machine.
It was so much fun. But that took gathers surprisingly well.
That's great.
I think I was freaking out about her doing that more than she was. I couldn't handle that. You know, it's so accurate.
Do you have a piece of sewing equipment that you couldn't work without? I mean, other than the sewing machine.
I don't know what that would be.
Neither do I. I mean,
good scissors. Good scissors.
Good pinking scissors.
Yes, because we've both worked with very bad scissors and pinking shears.
Yours are worse than mine.
I finally treated myself to a new pair. And
thank God.
That's...
Treat yourself.
Yes. It's important. And once you use your sewing scissors on something non-sewing, you realize you should never do that again. And so I really appreciate my scissors.
What about you, Rachel?
I don't even know. I think the scissors are important. Probably my pin cushion. I don't like sharing pins.
Yeah, I put one of mine in her pin cushion.
She
goes,
straight
no,
away.
No, take this back. This isn't mine.
What's this?
Well, it's like you stab yourself with those.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like it's a health thing. When I was working at the historical site, they treated needles like a biohazard. I'm not even kidding.
So you don't do the pins in your mouth?
I do, but I don't like sharing them with other people. Like, I don't want other people's germs.
Yep.
Your blood and your spit on your pins.
Yeah,
only.
Pretty much.
Least favorite thing to do when sewing?
The constant mock-ups. Oh my gosh. I think I did, like, 5 mock-ups for my corset for costume college, and I once did a pair of stays. I think I had 7 or 8 mock-ups, especially for support wear, you know.
It's disheartening.
It is. You get very discouraged, so that can drag on. That's probably my least favorite.
Yeah, break the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate pleating skirts.
Really?
I hate it. It takes me forever, and it never comes out right. I don't understand people who can just be like, oh, pleating, it's so easy, and they just throw it together. And I'm like, how did you do that? I don't understand. Can you do mine?
Is it the mats or just the pleating, like folding?
I have a hard time with the math, and then on top of that, I feel like I'll have done the math correctly, and it's still wrong. It, like, still doesn't work out. It's horrible.
Well... Question directed to you, Lauren.
Yes.
You say on Instagram that you do sewing teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of sewing teaching do you do?
It's mainly beginners that come to me. I teach private lessons, and I get a lot of students who come to me and they say, I tried to take the group classes at Joanne, or some other place, you know, sewing place that teaches large classes, and they just don't get the personal attention that they need, so they never quite grasp how to sew, and they don't feel confident. So I teach a lot of beginners from square one, and it's really exciting seeing them going from knowing nothing to sewing their first garment and feeling really comfortable with their sewing machines, because once you feel comfortable, then you start taking new patterns and, you know, trying new things, and that's when you really learn and grow as a costumer or a seamstress. And so that's, I teach a lot of beginner lessons, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for the cup of tea segment. Enjoy.
Hug me. I want the truth from someone who wasn't trained. I'm pretty, they tell me. If I'm pretty, then why'd you go away? I'd catch it like seagulls. Mom wrote me a sick note. Couldn't find the pin, put the wrapper in Dad's pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone like the wick of my firework. Someone like the wick of my to go into the cockpit, but I didn't recognize a mainframe. I crashed into you and your weird boy brain. As if being ignored could be so embarrassing. Right now's a heaps good time to kiss me on my face.
Someone
at the wake of my firework. Someone at the wake of my
You both delve into historical clothing. Do you do that often, or do you stick mainly to more retro pin-up look?
I do vintage most of the time, but I started sewing with historical. So actually, that was the original. It's more I've delved into vintage and just never looked back until recently, because the last time I really sewed historical was years ago. And so it was kind of scary going back to sewing a Victorian dress, you know, and having to do those techniques versus the vintage, because I lost that touch a little bit. But I started off with historical clothing, and I only started sewing vintage a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So that's the newer one.
Yeah. Same exact thing.
Just, yeah, started with the historical.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. It's pretty much like the same exact words would come out of my mouth.
Do you guys miss historical clothing? Like, after doing your costumes for Costume College here? you think, oh, I'm going to do this more often.
Yeah, yes. I do actually. I'm just like, I'm going to ramp it up for next year. We're going to do more courses.
Yes. It's just when you see everyone's gowns and you think, oh, I've always loved that era, but I've never tried it. So that's kind of getting us going again.
Yeah.
And inspiring us. And I have so many ideas for next year, I don't even know where to start. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any dream pieces that you would love to make?
Funny story. So my dream piece was the Worth gown that...
Oh, red threaded.
Yes, yes. That, and I knew that I would not have the skill set for a long time to do that. So it was, you know, in the back of my mind. And now that she did it, I need a new dream gown because that can't be topped. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
And what about you, Rachel?
Oh my God, I have too many from like all the eras. There's a particular one in Janet Arnold that I've been wanting for a long time that people can actually like go and look up easily. And it's the early 1900s gown that she described as being black and white striped, I think, with the cute little puff lace sleeves and the Greek key pattern. That one I've been really wanting to try out because it's so cute.
Well, next year, costume college.
Yeah, yes. I should actually.
And do you have any advice for people wanting to learn more about vintage and historical clothing and sewing?
Go on Pinterest. for the style, at least. You know, I'm constantly pinning pattern, you know, art and magazines and original photographs. And just very inspiring to see all that. It's actually overwhelming sometimes. Kind of like costume college.
Mm-hmm.
But for sewing, I mean, just start somewhere. Just try and sew a pillowcase, you know, because that was the first thing I sewed, and, you know, years later I'm wearing all my own clothing that I've made. So you have to start somewhere, and I find a lot of students are discouraged that they don't know anything, even though they've never been taught. So everyone has to start at square one, and instead of getting discouraged, get inspired by other people.
Beautifully said.
Yeah. And then for the people like me who jump in the deep end and don't make a pillowcase until like 5 years into their sewing experience because you want to do something easy and square, my advice would be don't skip steps. Know what the silhouette you're after looks like and try to get there as best you can. You might miss it. Your first chemise ever might have terrible gathering and your top stitching is awful. But don't think that you can't do it. Just remember that you're new and that you'll get there eventually. And someday you will come off with a piece that looks really, really good. And definitely don't be in a rush. Like, don't do anything
yes.
last minute, especially if you're new and especially
oh,
if you're jumping into the deep end, because then
guilty.
It's going to be double
mm-hmm.
worse.
Yep.
Always iron.
Always
iron, because you can tell when someone hasn't ironed in between
yeah.
steps. And ask me how I know that, because I didn't used to iron at all.
I don't iron between steps all the time.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for you two.
Thank you for inviting us up.
Yes,
yes, welcome to my
yes.
hotel room. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me as well.
Yeah, no, it was lovely to meet you both and in person as well.
Yes, finally,
yeah.
after commenting back and forth.
No, thank you for doing this.
What did I tell you? Lauren and Rachel are both extremely lovely. So, as usual, links to their Instagrams and blogs are up on the website, or you can find them yourselves at The Homemade Pinup and Seemingly Vintage. And that's seam as in sewing seam, which is extremely clever wordplay. This episode's cup of tea segment was a song called Hug Me Longer by Heaps Good Friends, a really cool duo from Adelaide. You can find them on SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram. Once again, links are on my website. So I still have 3 more interviews from my travels that I need to edit and upload, so I'm really excited for that. It's great to be back with this podcast. I'm really looking forward to 2017, and thank you again, guys, for listening.